listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
While Joe Biden is en route to Brussels to deal with NATO and our allies in the region, there is a country that nobody seems to want to talk about, and that is China. Members of Congress, though, I think have done a good job of highlighting this, that there is a huge problem awaiting us in China, whether it be Taiwan or the Chinese mainland. Senator Ron Johnson, in fact, let's go to cut five real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin was on Newsmax and talking about China playing a very dangerous game in Ukraine. Listen to this.
You know, it's, again, a tragedy of historic proportions. The path that both Vladimir Putin chose and, quite honestly, the path that China's chosen. You know, the West very generously has offered an outstretched hand to both nations. Join the world economy, you know, abide by the rules. And they've refused to do so. In the case of China, we let them into the World Trading Organization, hoping that they could improve their economy for the betterment of their 1.4 billion citizens. And I think the hope was in growing prosperity in China, the population would demand more pluralism, greater democracy, greater freedom. But what we've seen is we've just gotten a more powerful authoritarian regime now threatening the region and wanting to become the world superpower. So rather than just be a friendly economic rival, China has become an unfriendly adversary. And, of course, Russia has turned into a pariah state. We always knew that Vladimir Putin was a murderous thug. Now we know he is a certifiable war criminal. That's what you call people who indiscriminately bomb civilian populations, maternity hospitals, places where he knows that women and children are being sheltered from his indiscriminate bombing. That's what we call them. So the fact that China is not denouncing Russia, that they are buying his oil, that let's hope they don't provide him weaponry. But I do think they're playing a very dangerous game because China still relies on, for so much of its economic growth, and it needs economic growth to satisfy its population, it relies on world trading relationships. It relies on its exports. And people are going to be looking at China completely different as they are Russia now that Russia is a pariah state.
Well, simply put, Ron Johnson, I think, has a very, very good view of this. And the fact that everybody's talking about Russia, nobody's talking about China. And I, for the life of me, I don't quite understand why. Coming up, Dr. Fred Simon will join us, Republican candidate for governor. He's a medical doctor. He's a trauma surgeon. He's a small businessman. And he's going to join us. And don't forget, coming up at 2:50, 10 till 3, another gas card giveaway. I'm so excited. $50 gas card that we'll be giving away, 10 till 3. Make sure you're listening. We'll tell you how you can win. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:30, as we check out our conditions on the area freeways, maybe the gas price has an effect on what I'm seeing here. because traffic is light on the Beltway right now. US 95, no delays through there. Looks like you're pretty much up to freeway speeds on Interstate 15 through the resort corridor. Do expect some delays through that construction zone downtown, though, on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern. And there are survey workers. They're going to be out there actually on the roadway today and tomorrow. That's Blue Diamond Road. And for the most part, it's between Fort Apache and US 95.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are just not playing good hockey right now. They lose to Winnipeg yesterday 4-0, getting shut out for a second time in a row. They've lost two in a row, seven of their last nine. If the season were to end right now, they would not be in the playoffs, as the Dallas Stars have been able to leapfrog over the Golden Knights. They're going to get back at it when they play host to Nashville in a game that's going to be coming up tomorrow. UNLV baseball, they get the win against UC Riverside on the road yesterday by a 6-2 score. Back to conference play this weekend when they match up against San Jose State on the road. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
When it matters, companies need more than just a delivery service. Cintas delivers full service and the reliability that comes with having a dedicated Cintas service rep who understands your business, which means they deliver confidence and peace of mind, too. For uniforms, cleaning essentials, mats, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, discover the personal attention you get with Cintas.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this hump day edition of Live and Local. Joining us now, Dr. Fred Simon. He is a Republican candidate for governor. He's a trauma surgeon, small businessman from Douglas County, and he joins us. Dr. Simon, good to have you with us. How you been?
I've been well, Kevin. How about you?
I was really well until I discovered that at the Keystone Governors debate, you were not on the stage. Is that right? And if so, what was the reason they gave you for keeping you off the stage earlier today?
I think what they decided is they wanted a limited number of people, and that the members chose the five that they chose. I certainly wasn't thrilled about that because I think I have a lot to say, but I'm the only anti-development candidate in the race, so it was all stimulating development. They obviously are connected to developers, real estate people, and the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance is very similar. So I ask everybody, how do you like the traffic? How do you like the encroachment of your communities with more and more housing? And this is what they're all stimulating. So I think maybe I'm not the candidate they want to talk to.
Well, that brings us up to something I wanted to talk about with you today, and that is your plans for development and growth, how you plan to handle land and water issues. It's all a part of development. Can you give me kind of the broad strokes of your policies?
Well, here's the most prominent group down in Las Vegas is the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance. There were about 400 people there a couple weeks ago. And so the discussion was all these great things that are happening. Expansive development, but they admitted we don't have a land plan. Bringing new companies in. We don't have a water plan, and we don't have an energy long-term plan. And I'm sitting there going, yes, that's the reason I'm running. You don't have a water plan. You're bringing more companies. You say you're bringing better jobs to Nevada, but you give these companies tax breaks. So these companies don't really bring any more to the table for the taxpayer, but they bring more potential for development, more traffic, higher prices. And so what are they doing, and or what are we thinking in regards to the Nevadans who live here now, the small businesses that exist now, and what about spending some of that money on the small businesses that went under during COVID? I don't understand bringing all these new things in until you have a water plan, a land plan, an energy plan, and understanding that we need to help those who lost their businesses. It's Nevadans who live here now first, not bringing in high-tech companies or whatever they are. They're going to be bringing employees. They're not going to be using the people from here. We're underemployed in Nevada right now.
Let me ask you, when we talk about land and water issues, do different policies resonate better up north versus down south? I mean, I don't hear a lot of people here in Clark County talking about land and water issues. I really don't.
Well, fundamentally, they do in a sense. You know, you're restricted in watering your lawn on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. New developments are not putting in grass. They're putting in artificial turf because there's not enough water. When we look at the state from a water standpoint, we have to go all the way back when the Colorado Compact was initiated in 1922-28. We got 300,000 acre feet of water, where California got 4.2 million and Arizona got 2.5 million. That'll never be changed. It's already gone to the Supreme Court in 1963. So what we have to do is look at where our aquifers are, where our water is. We can't give up water from the north. We need our agriculture, our cattle. So when they're talking about diversity of economics in Nevada, we have them already. We've got cattle industry, we've got agriculture, we've got mining, we've got all the things down here in hospitality in Las Vegas. What we have to do is look at this as an arid, dry state, and what they've been talking about, Cortez Masto wanted to initiate a transfer of 1 million acres of land from the north going to BLM and opening up 1 million acres down here for 850,000 more units of housing. What is that going to do to the quality of life to all the people down here in Las Vegas? More traffic, more smog from cars driving in the valley. I don't see any benefit in this. They can't really tell me personally how this benefits the Nevadans who live here now. We need to take the industries that we have and optimize them. We need more gold and silver mining so we have standard money here. We have a Fed printing money, and wouldn't it be great? We utilize that. We more develop our lithium in Nye County. So that's my thoughts versus super development.
I want to ask you, because it was a busy week last week at the Secretary of State's office, the filing deadline for running for office in the state was up at 5 p.m. on Friday, and there was at least one major surprise. Michelle Fiore dropped out of the race. She's going to run for state treasurer. First of all, what did you make of that move, and were you surprised by it?
I was totally surprised by it. I like Michelle. She's very nice. I've met her several times. I don't know what her qualifications are to run as treasurer, but others may know. I thought she shouldn't really have been in the race for governor, but now she's not. I think that there's going to be another one or two that drop out in the next month or so. I think that by what we're seeing, how Keystone did their particular candidate forum and how the Republican Party is doing it, there are people that specific special interest groups want. And that's the key to this, Kevin. Joey Gilbert takes special interest money, takes money from Pfizer. John Lee takes special interest money, and especially Lombardo, who's taking a lot of money from developers and the casinos. So we're going to get the same type of government if a citizen continues to vote for people who get special interest money. It dilutes their vote significantly. So that's what's going on. There's some manipulation of the candidates.
Again, Dr. Fred Simon joining us. I got to ask you about the polling that just came out the other day, the Club for Growth poll that showed you with 3% and Joe Lombardo leading with 28%, 22% for Dean Heller. First of all, the validity of the poll itself, do you buy into it? There's still 17%, by the way, that are undecided. What did you think of the poll, and is there any validity to it?
Kevin, all I can do is tell you what my experience has been. Now I've been in 18 communities in the state of Nevada. The number of people that I have heard that are Joe Lombardo voters is less than 10 over a period of 6 or 7 months that I've personally been around and asked in all of the 130-some events I've been to. I don't find any validity in it. I don't know where the Joe Lombardo voters are unless I'm totally blind and deaf. Heller's the same way. I mean, I've been with Dean. We had a debate between John Lee, Fred Simon, and Dean Heller down in Carson City last week, which the straw poll was me first, and so I'm getting 3%. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. I've done well in all of the debates. My restaurant website is hacked. They've hacked my events down here. I've been followed. I've had nasty grams on my bus. If I'm not relevant, why is that all happening? And in addition to that, I got a message last Friday morning that my registration, which was all on video, there was an error and that maybe I could come this week and fix it. I flew up within 2 hours, signed the filing, and went, why did this just happen to me? Are these coincidences? Are the polls manipulated? I think so. This is politics.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the numbers play out. We'll have more polling, I'm sure, in the weeks and months to come. I got to ask you, though, about the big event coming up on Saturday, the Las Vegas COVID Summit. You are going to be very much a part of that. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be going on? I know my buddy Wayne Allen Root's going to be moderating.
Sure. We've got Peter McCullough coming, Lin Manyan from the gal from Hong Kong who is now in the United States who has to be very careful about where she goes, and she's got security. Ryan Coles from Idaho, the pathologist who will talk to us a lot about the PCR testing and the pathology we're seeing in people that have had the COVID vaccine, increase in cancer rates, autoimmune diseases. Then Richard Urso, a friend of mine from Houston, will be talking about therapeutics and repurposed drugs and why every state needs a protocol and process for repurposed drugs, generic drugs that don't cost a lot, that are available because COVID's never going away. And then a very nice gal from Missouri, Heather Gessling, who's coming here specifically to help me look at how we can get independent doctors back into communities instead of having the doctors being owned by the hospitals connected to government. from Obamacare. So it's pretty exciting to have all these people come Saturday.
That's at the Ahern, and that is Saturday. It is the Las Vegas COVID Summit. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Simon. It's always good to visit with you. I appreciate it. Do be safe out on the campaign trail. I know we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
There you go. Dr. Fred Simon, candidate for governor of the state of Nevada. By the way, that event at the Ahern is going to be really cool, and it's the Las Vegas COVID Summit. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. President Biden says we will have higher prices on fuel and everything else, including groceries, because of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. Well, he is right and he is wrong. We will have higher prices on everything, but he is wrong about why. Why is because we are not energy independent. We are not energy independent because his administration has bowed down to the radical left wing of his party and done everything they could to cripple domestic energy production. If we were energy independent, we would not be affected by problems in the Ukraine or the Middle East or anywhere else. Not my monkey, not my circus. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 3691321, QHALV.com. 3691321, QHALV.com.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's 2:50, and you know what that means. It's time to give away another $50 gas card. Our way of saying thanks for listening. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and be caller number 4. Caller number 4 at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 4 will be our winner. And I'm so excited to be able to do this. We're going to do this all this week. We might even do it next week and beyond. I don't even know. I got to check what's in the prize closet. But again, that phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. I'll tell you who's the winner. Caller number 4, yeah, on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Joey Gilbert, and I'm running for governor of Nevada. Nevada currently has the highest inflation, the highest unemployment, and the worst-ranked schools, and Vegas has become one of the most dangerous cities in the nation. I can tell you it didn't help when Lombardo threw ice on a metro, and he's only exacerbated the situation when him and Sisolak have allowed tens of thousands to be bussed into Nevada. Sheriff Lombardo and Sisolak are responsible for the colossal downslide of Nevada. Putting either of them into the governor's seat for 4 years will complete the destruction of this great state. Don't take them at their word when they tell you what they'll do once elected. Do your homework. Look at their track records. I'm against all mandates. This is America. I reopened our churches back in 2020 after beating Sisolak in the Ninth Circuit. I've been fighting his tyrannical agenda for 22 months straight. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we will make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to GilbertForGovernor.com to learn more, and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Shirley Roll of Las Vegas. She just won a $50 gas card. Our way of saying, hey, Shirley, thanks for listening. I just absolutely love that. We're going to do that again tomorrow. And we'll do it again on Friday. We might even do it next week. I don't even know. I got to just check the prize closet. But congratulations to Shirley Roll. I wanted to run through some of these numbers before we get too far down the road and send you on to Wayne Allyn Root, who, by the way, is back from his honeymoon. And he'll have all kinds of stories to tell about rubbing elbows.